This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. The top 7 misconceptions about the killing of Al-Husayn alayhi salam. Misconception number 1. When Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was close to the time of death, he wanted to campaign for his son Yazid to be his successor in the Khilafah. And he expected that there would be 4 that would object. Namely, Al-Husayn alayhi salam, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr. And there are many narrations, even in the books of Ahl al-Sunnah, that show that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had problems, even insulted, and possibly got close to fighting those 3, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr. And those narrations are not authentic. The only ostensibly authentic narration mentions that there was some dialogue between them, but not much else. Misconception number 2. When Al-Husayn decided that he is going to go to his supporters in Al-Kufa, many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een tried to dissuade him from going. They were worried about him and they expected that he might be killed. And one of them actually was Abdullah ibn Zubayr, who said to him, "Tadhhab ila qawmin qatalu abak wa ta'anu akhak." You go to a people who have killed your father and stabbed your brother. So Al-Husayn radiallahu anhu replies, "I would rather be killed in such and such place rather than be the reason for desecrating Mecca." So Abdullah ibn Zubayr also tried to convince him not to go. And it is not correct and it is wrong to blame him and claim that he tried to convince him to go so that he can have the upper hand in Mecca and campaign for himself. Misconception number 3. When the time for the Battle of Karbala was near, Al-Husayn alayhi salam met with Umar ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. And Al-Husayn actually gave some options. He was negotiating with Umar ibn Sa'd, who was sent by Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. So some of the options that Al-Husayn gave were 3. Number 1, that he be allowed to return to Medina. Number 2, that he go to one of the strongholds of the Muslims in order to participate in jihad. Number 3, that he go to Ash-Sham in order to give the bay'ah to Yazid. This is authentic. And even the Shia sources mention that Al-Husayn offered these 3 options in negotiation. And it is not authentic that one of his close entourage, Uqba ibn Sam'an, said that I have been with Al-Husayn wherever he has been, and it is not correct that he negotiated or he gave these options. That narration is not authentic, wallahu a'lam. Misconception number 4, that Al-Husayn radiallahu anhu distanced anyone named Abu Bakr or Umar or any other name of the names of the Sahaba. And this is absolutely false. In fact, many of those who defended and fought with Al-Husayn alayhi salam to the last drop of blood were Abu Bakr's and Umar's and Uthman's. From the sons of Ali radiallahu anhu, the father of Al-Husayn, we have Abu Bakr and Uthman and possibly Umar, all martyred with Al-Husayn in Karbala. From the sons of Al-Hasan, we have Abu Bakr and Umar, also martyred along with their uncle Al-Husayn in Karbala. They loved each other. It is false to say that the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt somehow hated each other. But there may have been events, as we see, that were very unfortunate. Misconception number 5, that Ahlul Sunnah are the ones who killed Al-Husayn alayhi salam wa radiyallahu anhu. And this is categorically false and a serious accusation, because Ahlul Sunnah love Al-Husayn and his father and the grandfather of Al-Husayn sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They love all of Ahlul Bayt and the companions, may Allah be pleased with them all. In fact, the ones who were responsible for the killing of Al-Husayn are none other than the ones who claimed to be his Shia and continuously summoned him and called him to come and be their leader, to be the Khalifa, his supporters in Kufa. And this is corroborated also by many of the Shia sources that talk about how Al-Husayn insulted them and chastised them, called them liars and betrayers. His daughter as well, Ali Zain al-Abidin, his son, all of them said so many things about the people of Kufa. They are the ones who cry for us. They are the ones who killed us. They were responsible for what happened to us because they betrayed them and they left them. Misconception number six, that Ahl Sunnah do not care about the killing of Al-Husayn because they do not commemorate the day of Ashura. And this is also incorrect. Because as much as we grieve and we bleed because of what happened to Al-Husayn and to Ahl al-Bayt on that fateful day, but there is nothing that says that we have to commemorate that day by talking about what happened, much less mentioning fabricated stories about what happened and exaggerating what happened and forcing ourselves to cry and things of that nature. This is not what is required and this is not what Islam commands. And that's why many of the objective Shia scholars and traditional scholars of old mentioned that what the Shia do on the day of Ashura in their commemoration of this event is not correct, and they did not used to do it before. Misconception number seven. The martyrdom of Al-Husayn radiallahu anhu, his assassination, as egregious as it was, is not the worst assassination that happened. Several people that were better Al-Husayn were also assassinated. His father Ali radiallahu anhu alayhi salam is better than Al-Husayn, and he was martyred, and we do not commemorate that day. And you might even ask some of the ones who commemorate the killing of Al-Husayn in Karbala, and they might not even know when Ali radiallahu anhu was martyred. Uthman radiallahu anhu, the husband of Al-Husayn's aunt, was martyred, and he was better than Ali, and he was better than Al-Husayn, and yet we don't commemorate his martyrdom. Umar radiallahu anhu was better than Uthman and Ali and Al-Husayn radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and yet we do not commemorate the day of his martyrdom either. So singling out Al-Husayn and his martyrdom in Karbala to say that it was symbolic of the battle between truth and falsehood and ignoring these other assassinations is not correct. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah accept and have mercy on Al-Husayn alayhi salam and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that died with him, and all of the great martyrs of Islam. And for much more on this topic in much more detail, please see the video above. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.